I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
From the animals attack world, there's some crazy video from a homeowner in Florida, Port St. Lucie, Florida. He calls it the invasion of the land crabs. And I guess there was a big rainstorm down there, and it drove the land crabs out of their hiding holes in the sand. And so they're crawling all over this guy's house. And, I mean, these are good-sized crabs, 6 to 7 inches across. And he's got this screened-in pool, and there's, a couple hundred all over his house, just all around his grounds, climbing up all over the screened-in porch. The crabs, they say, he says they're everywhere. They're all over the screen, and he said they're huge, good 6 to 7 inches long, plenty good size with real big claws. I mean real big claws, end quote. He says it's happened before, but sometimes when they do get a big flush of rain, it'll drive them out of their holes in the sand. And I thought that's going to drive them right into a pot, too.
Yeah, what's the
Some
enemy?
Boiling water.
What is the enemy of the crab? A boiling pot.
A boiling pot of water.
That's right.
I don't know if land crab tastes like Dungeness crab or whatever, but if they got the big claws and they're 6 inches across, throw them in and boil them up.
I don't know. I'll keep you with the animals here. A police standoff that went to the dogs in Oklahoma City. This was last Wednesday morning. A 9-hour standoff ended when police finally entered the home and discovered that it was empty. Police were trying to serve a man an arrest warrant at that home, a murder suspect, they believe, inside there. And they heard some scuffling inside that house. And they said, all right, we got this guy in there. He's finally got him now. We got him cornered. We got him in the house. And this is 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, he's not coming out. So they call the SWAT team and the bomb squad to come out. They get out there at 3 o'clock in the morning. And they're on the bullhorn. Get out of there. We hear you moving around in there. Get out. Well, finally, around 8:30, the cops had enough. And they enter the home. And they found it empty, except for the dog that was scuffling around inside. Actually, two dogs inside that home. They were making all the noise there.
And finally, there's a woman in Cypress, Texas, who is not happy. It was supposed to be a family memory to be cherished, and now she says it's been tainted. This is Monica Davila from Cypress, Texas, and they had gone to this state park, a big state park for a family trip, Garner State Park, and they're there on Monday morning. And they said her husband's grandmother had passed away, so the family planned a trip together in her honor, and they took some family photos. Well, when they went back to get the photos developed and looked at it, I don't know if they had a digital camera, just a normal camera, whatever they're doing, but they go to finally look at the pictures, pick out the good ones. And there in the good ones, they say, have been ruined by a woman's topless photo bomb. I mean, so the woman sees the family taking pictures.
She knew what she was doing.
Oh, yeah. They said one couple of the pictures, she's staring right at the camera, and she pops the top on those things. Here's the mom with the pictures, and she's not happy.
We're trying to recreate memories, and having some chick's boob isn't allowing us to do that. There it is, just fully exposed. Had no idea that was going on. I just feel completely disrespected. This person should be held accountable, whether it's knowing that she did is wrong and that kids were there watching. I think this is a big deal. Let's make this go viral so that she can be embarrassed. And I've had criticism on both sides. People are like, oh, who cares? It's just a boob. And I care.
Yeah, she cares. And if you caught what she said in there, let's make this go viral so she can be embarrassed. If she pulled him out and was photobombing you with her boobs, she's not embarrassed.
I can't believe it's news.
Don't worry about that.
No.